Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So when our democracy is on fire, is following the facts and following the law wherever they lead the only law enforcement approach? Is it the best law enforcement approach? Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So I, for one, am glad that in recent days, Attorney General Merrick Garland and Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco have been a little bit more forward-leaning in their statements, talking about how they will be holding everyone accountable who committed crimes against the United States, regardless of who that person is. They didn't come right out and say up to and including Donald Trump, but that's clearly the message they're trying to send. And of course, they continue to invoke the DOJ mantra that they will follow the facts and follow the law wherever they lead. But is that the only law enforcement approach to every single potentially criminal situation? I want to use as a leaping off point for today's Justice Matters video a piece that I just wrote for MSNBC Daily. It just posted, and I will put a link to my piece in the description of this video. It's titled, "Trump's Criminal Intent is Now Clear, Merrick Garland's Intentions Aren't." And the piece begins, "For weeks, if not months, leadership at the Department of Justice has repeatedly told us they will follow the facts and the law and will hold January 6 wrongdoers accountable at any level. And yet, they provide few updates or concrete information. We have seen zero overt law enforcement activity against anyone but the foot soldiers of former President Donald Trump's insurrection. In substance, the DOJ is asking the American people to trust them. But following the House's final, at least for a while, January 6th committee hearing on Thursday, that trust is eroding. Lawlessness, unaddressed, begets lawlessness. And we now see Team Trump engaging in possible witness tampering as well. Given the lack of DOJ action, there seems to be no serious deterrence in place. So, is following the facts and following the law wherever they lead really the only approach to a democracy in flames? I suggest not. Sometimes it is critically important that law enforcement authorities take prompt, overt law enforcement action. Overt, not covert, not quiet, not secretly in the grand jury, overt, public. For example, when witnesses are being tampered with. Witness tampering calls for an immediate arrest the minute probable cause to support an arrest is developed. And I'm betting it was developed a long time ago. We saw the text messages tampering with, threatening, impeding the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson, just as one example. That's when we need to take prompt, overt law enforcement action. You arrest the person who's tampering with the witness, so you incapacitate that threat, and you send a message of deterrence. You deter other members of Team Trump from tampering with other witnesses, and we've had evidence that other witnesses are being tampered with. Destruction of evidence. When you know that evidence has been or is being destroyed, you take prompt, overt law enforcement action to put a stop to it, to incapacitate the wrongdoer, and to send the message of deterrence to stop other people from destroying evidence. We've had text messages deleted, destroyed. Text messages that we all know would have been historically important, enormous evidentiary value, the Secret Service text messages, in illuminating Donald Trump's responsibility for the coup. Evidence destroyed, deleted, after the Secret Service was asked to preserve and produce them. That's when you take prompt, overt law enforcement action. You know, when the house is on fire, you don't spend lots of time examining the hoses for leaks or defects. You turn that sucker on and you start fighting the fire. Our democracy is on fire. Let me give you an example. Donald Trump, on January 6th, duped, deceived, lied to his supporters, whipped them up into a frenzy based on the lies that their vote had been stolen, their election had been stolen, their president was being taken from them, and if they don't go to the Capitol and fight like hell and stop the certification, they won't have a country anymore. And his supporters believed him, and they followed his command, and they attacked the Capitol, and they stopped the certification, albeit only temporarily. And they're going to prison. Hundreds and hundreds of them are going to prison. And what is Donald Trump doing now? He's out there holding rallies. He's continuing to push the big lie that their vote was stolen, their election was stolen. He's sending the message that this new batch of insurrectionists better fight like hell or they won't have a country anymore. He's doing it all over again. I mean, we have a responsibility. The Department of Justice has a responsibility to protect the American people, including the Trump supporters. Hundreds are going to prison now for doing what Donald Trump told them. And Donald Trump is recruiting the next batch of future insurrectionists and future prison inmates. And we're letting him do it. The current administration is standing by and letting him do it. There's a term for that. It's called dereliction of duty. It's time for overt law enforcement action to protect the American people, to begin to extinguish the fire that is our democracy. Give us an opportunity to rebuild and repair and restore the credibility of our institutions. take overt action now to stop Donald Trump from continuing to try to bring an end to our democracy, because that's what he's doing every day. And we're letting him do it, even though we have evidence that satisfies the burden to indict, probable cause, plus, to infinity and beyond, supporting the arrest of Donald Trump, supporting the indictment of Donald Trump and his co-conspirators. You know, this is not rocket science. This is just rational law enforcement. It's just good government. Turn on the hoses. Douse the flames. Protect the American people, including Donald Trump's supporters. There's a whole another batch of people out there who are not yet in prison, like the last group of insurrectionists, a whole batch of people that are gullible enough to believe this two-bit con man, and he's preparing to do it all over again, and we're letting him. We have to stop letting him. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.